Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is not just Kansas City. I mean, the teams we're used to seeing atop, the Ravens, the Lions, the Bills, the Chiefs, are virtually nowhere to be found in that. Now, the Ravens are currently the AFC North leader. The Bills are currently in a playoff spot. The Detroit Lions are not. The Chiefs are not. I mean, it is really strange. It seems to be wide open. Right now, here's the playoff field in the AFC. Your one seed getting a bye would be the Denver Broncos, who I still can't figure out that they keep winning, and they're winning, and they're making the big plays every time they need it, to their credit. I still don't think Bo Nix is capable of winning if they don't get the one seed three games in a row throughout the playoffs, but somebody's going to have to. The Patriots would be the two seed they play tonight. Jags, Ravens, and the wild cards would be Chargers, Colts, and Bills. And as we all know, the teams looking on the outside looking in, Texans, Steelers, Chiefs there, 8, 9, 10 spots in the AFC. On the NFC side, it's the Chicago Bears as the number one seed, the Rams, the two seed, Eagles, the three. They seem to be in free fall mode a bit. The Bucks would be the four, Seattle, Packers, Niners, rounding out the playoff field. Can you tell me who you actually trust that you think is capable of winning multiple games in the playoffs right now on either side?
Do you want me to pretend to give you an answer? The Rams, I think.
Because
they just lost to the Panthers. And I'm gonna let that not bother me because the Panthers are playing competent NFL football and you're not going to win every game in the league. The Rams is legitimately the only answer I have for you that I feel confident will win multiple playoff games this year. Zero other teams would I give that answer to in assurance.
Yeah, the Rams, before the Panthers game, everybody, I think, universally said, oh, they're the best team in football. If the Super Bowl was coming up this past weekend, they would have won. Well, fortunately, it wasn't the Super Bowl for them because, as you said, Carolina was with them for the entire game, and they were the better team throughout the game. Matthew Stafford had far too many turnovers. Give Carolina credit for that. I think for me, and this is bizarre because I'm still talking about guys that just don't have much experience in the playoffs. I mean, Bo Nix has, one playoff win? Is that right? He won last year, didn't he, in his first game? Drake May hasn't played in the playoffs. The Trevor Lawrence, we know the history there.
Those are the top three seeds.
Lamar, his history is not great. He's hanging on right now for the fourth spot. Justin Herbert, we know about his playoff history. Not great so far. Daniel Jones, are you kidding me?
We don't even think he's going to make the playoffs.
And then Josh Allen, who has won games, has not won in the AFC title game, though. Those are the quarterbacks right now. And so out of that grouping, look, the Buffalo Bills are so Jekyll and Hyde, I can't figure them out. I actually think if the Patriots got the number one seed, and they got to wait until the divisional round, and they got two home games in Foxborough with their weather, I would pick Drake May and the Patriots if you gave me that exact path. Now, if Kansas City sneaks in and all of a sudden it's Mahomes and Allen, even if they're going on the road, then I'm probably picking one of those two still to figure it out. But there's so much I trust the Patriots with Vrabel more than I still do with Trevor Lawrence and Liam Cohen, more than I do with Justin Herbert and Harbaugh. I just do at this point. And that's not by much. That's what's crazy about the AFC right now.
I think what stands out about it is Denver is, this will give Denver a lot of credit.
Oh, Knicks didn't win. I'm sorry.
He lost his only playoff game. This is the only reason that Denver might be my answer, even though I don't particularly like watching them play most of the time. And I feel like they get in rock fights with bad teams, including last night.
Mm-hmm.
Denver is the only team out of any of these teams you've listed that I know for sure is great at one thing, right? There's not a single other team in the AFC that I am sure they are great at something. that is actively in the playoff field. Because I could say the same thing about the Texans as Denver. I know for a fact those two teams will play defense. They will get to the quarterback, and it will cause you problems. I do not know for sure Drake May will show up. I sure as hell don't know anything about the Jags or their inconsistency or the Ravens or the Chiefs or the Colts or any of these other teams or the Bills included. The only thing I know about the Bills for sure is James Cook is good. Josh Allen's awesome. Having a weirdly down year for him. Mm-hmm. Not for most quarterbacks, but for him. I got no idea. The NFC, I just feel like everyone's the same level of good. Does that make, like, I'm not blown away by anybody.
Wildcard teams are 9-3 right now, I think.
Yeah, they're all about the same. The 49ers are about the same as good as probably the Rams, about the same as good as the Eagles. That one's just going to be one of those, I won't be surprised if a 2 finally beats a 7, a 6 gets to the NFC title game, that kind of thing.
Tomorrow we're going to talk, we'll go back now that we're in the month of December. We'll look at our preseason divisional and playoff pictures. It should be interesting to see what we predicted.
I'm looking closer in the AFC South now because I think I took the Texans.
Okay, fair enough. So we'll do that tomorrow. But you're, I mean, the Eagles, that offense, through their run, they've fired coordinators before. It sounds like they're not going to fire their OC right now. That offense is completely broken in Philadelphia. And they're 8-4. I don't think the Cowboys are going to catch them, but it's certainly gotten interesting. The Cowboys get the Lions, if you're wondering, on Thursday Night Football. If Dallas wins that and gets to 7-5-1, and the Eagles, I don't know who they play. They're just coming off the loss to Chicago. I don't know who they have this coming week. If they were to lose again, then the NFC East would get very interesting.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.